The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Here with my friend, Knuckle Dragger.
Yep, Knuckle Dragger Raposa. Oh, boy. Is it morning yet?
It is.
Susie, you look so wide awake.
I am.
Yes.
10 cups of coffee, I'm good to go.
Wish that worked for me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Wynn. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good. We're here at KCNR Studios down in the middle of Reading, sort of downtown anyway.
Ground zero.
Yes, it is. 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have a question or a comment, the phone number is 605-4567, area code 530-605-4567. And we are here this morning, as Wynn said, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I think that he's bright-eyed. I guess I'm bushy-tailed.
No, you're knuckle-dragger.
I'm knuckle-dragger. That's right. I am. I'm knuckle-dragger. We went to an interesting meeting yesterday and learned some things and also, I think, shed some light on some things. So I think it was a little bit of both. It was very good. And there's a lot of things that are going on in our country. I was just talking to Frankie Rose, who's one of our local treasures here, a Korean War veteran and a wonderful, wonderful man, good friend, real patriot.
Yep.
And, we were talking about what's going on in Portland, what's going on all over the United States, what's going on here, even locally, with either shutdowns or the issue with the mask or the issue with some kind of government overreach or rioting. I mean, and we want to talk a little bit about that because we have to talk about jurisdiction, I think. And I think that's something that's really important. It may sound like a boring word, but it really isn't.
No, it's
you know, a lot of people are talking, Wynn, about, hey, the president can bail us out. He needs to bail us out. Well, no, he can't.
No, he cannot.
He cannot, And we want to talk a little bit about that because there's kind of a misconception of how this whole thing works. The way this thing works with the Constitution is the Constitution of the United States is basically the line in the sand. It does not give us our rights. Our rights come from God. We have an inalienable rights, which means they can't be taken away by man. And those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and property. So we have those rights that are
property.
Yes. And it's inalienable. And so the Constitution was that line in the sand saying here, federal government, because we need one. So we don't all fight amongst ourselves as new states. And we can, we have money and we can coin and we can trade and we can do this and do that and trade with foreign powers, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to write this thing called the Constitution. We're going to write that baby up. And that's the line in the sand. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If it doesn't say it in that Constitution, you can't do it. Now, if it says it in the Constitution, federal government, and we don't want you to do it anymore, we're going to do a thing called an amendment. What we do with that amendment is 2/3 of the states get together, and when 3/4 of the 2/3 vote in a certain way, let's say they want an amendment to change something, then we'll change that. And you can't do that anymore. Or we'll give you more things to do.
Right. Rule changer.
Rule changer. Yep. So you can't, you know, and that's the way it works. I mean, we don't have a rule change that says that we don't have state rights. If it's not in that Constitution, you can't do it as the federal government. He can protect federal property.
Right.
And we'll talk a little bit about that later if Wynn reminds me. About Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. This isn't supposed to be a constitutional lesson, but it's something we all got to understand. If we're going to bail ourselves out, who's going to do it, Wynn?
We, the people.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because we have the power and we're the people that are the boss here. We have employees, don't we?
It's a pyramid, but it's upside down.
It's certainly upside down.
It's definitely the people down to the elected officials.
That's exactly correct. And, we have a thing called separation of powers, too. I mean, how much power does the president have? So when we have a thing called separation of powers and each one of the branches have their own particular jurisdiction, as we were just talking about, It makes it to where there's an understandability of the separation of powers between each particular branch. And the federal government just doesn't have the power to come in and change everything. They just don't. The state can say, hey, sorry, you can't do that. You need to leave.
Well, some of them operate as if they do, and some of them operate, some of the elected officials, and some of them that are even just heads of departments that are not elected officials operate as if they do. And that is the problem in a nutshell, because the media covers it as such. And so then the media is educating the ignorant to that level. So that's the problem that we're having nationwide.
We just had our guest walk in. Guest host. She's just part of the team now. We aren't even going to call her a guest. It's Melody Fowler. How you doing, Melody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I noticed that she came in hiding behind a red cup of coffee.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Good girl.
Must have.
Must have, yes. I know Sue had to have her two cups. And she, look at her.
Ten.
Sue,
ten cups.
Sue had to bounce off the walls in there. Yeah. She's excited.
It must be the fuel that gets things done. We need to start drinking coffee. I don't drink coffee. I need to drink coffee.
I drink coffee, but I just don't have enough. I wake up, and I drink coffee, and I stare outside. You know, because I'm trying to get everything working. And when I was younger, it was easier.
Yeah.
Stuff would work. Now stuff doesn't work as good. I take getting older is like a wearing out process, like I'm a car.
Yep.
Yeah, you know? And I don't know, maybe, you know, I need at least a new fan belt. But
maybe some yoga, Terry. Have you ever tried it? Some stretches?
Well, yeah, but that takes exercise. Well, I have a new fitness video.
Okay.
Why are you smiling? Wait, she's laughing at me. Wait, you're laughing at me. I have a new fitness video. It's called 5 Minutes with Terry.
Just getting out of bed?
Yeah, I do a sit-up. I'm working on the sequel, where I actually break a sweat. But it's hard to break a sweat with a beer and a bag of potato chips. So anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to take an early break, Sue. I want to take an early break because I want to come back with Melody and talk to her about some things she's passionate about, and also a little bit about a meeting we had yesterday, as much as we can talk about.
Yep.
And I think that really time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
1, 2, 3. Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed. Politicians in the big old cities are running everything. Our way of life.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
See fire in the mountains.
We see it seasonally.
Yeah, seasonally. Yeah, the welcome back to Jefferson State of Mind, broadcasting live from downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have a question or comment, it's 530-605-4567, 605-4567. We saw the Marshall Tucker Band, Sal and I, when they were here last year in Reading. And you can tell when a singer's getting older when he's singing the song and he holds the mic out to the audience on every high note.
Gotta take a breath.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you. And I know that, you know, I mean, I know that wasn't water he was drinking out of that bottle. Because, man, oh, man. Anyway, I digress. We're with our guest here, Melody Fowler, and we had a meeting yesterday, and Melody's going to tell us a little bit about that and maybe a few things that we learned. So it's all yours, my dear.
Okay, so we had a little school yesterday, a little class session of, you know, just techniques and strategies of how to win our liberty back. It should never have been taken from us in the first place, but we are working together to come up with strategies and, you know, how to recruit people. Because a lot of people out there, the majority of Americans, are not happy with the way things are right now, and so this class offers a, you know, just this is how we do it. We need to prepare. We need to plan, prepare, and act. And then we need to evaluate how, you know, things went. And, you know, we're going to fail and we won't win everything, but we must try and we must do something. One of my favorite Ron Paul quotes is that let it be said that we did nothing. And so for, you know, I'm a mother of three. My oldest is 22. My middle is 19, and my youngest is 15. Well, she'll be 15 this November. And I'm thinking about their future and my grandchildren, and a lot of people are. And as far as things are going at the current state, we have to do something. This is America. The teacher of the class yesterday mentioned Valley Forge, and I always mention that to my eighth graders. And I always think of the bloody footprints in the snow and how they had to march with no shoes. They were starved. Things looked pretty bleak. And, you know, and I just think of those American patriots back then, and I'm like, you know, we've gotten too comfortable in a sense. You know, we need to just put it out there and fight. You know, we owe it to them, the sacrifices they've made, or they made in the beginning. So, I'm hopeful going forward that, you know, California is not a complete loss. We can There are a lot of people waking up right now, and as unfortunate as COVID-19 is, it's waking up a lot of people, and people that have been apathetic are starting to join together and fight.
And I think that when people start seeing how it affects them, that's the main thing. I mean, once it really starts affecting you and what it is that you, that's yours. I mean, you know, they've been taking our stuff. They've been taking our liberty, you know, and
you got to feel the pain.
You got to feel the pain, and that's all there is to it. And, you know, Melody's right. We have to unite. And if you could look at it this way, just maybe close your eyes and look at a picture here. Okay, let's just take a church. You look at a church, you have all these different ministries, and that's important. And say you have a children's ministry. That's really important. If you're the person who teaches that class, who heads up that ministry, maybe you're an elder or a pastor, whatever the case may be. But that's the most important thing. Then you have the men's ministry, and that's important, whoever leads that. And then you have the women's ministry, and that's important, and young marrieds, and, you know, you can go on and on and on. But the thing is that they all belong under one church. And I think that's the issue we run into a lot of times. We go off and we go, okay, well, you know, we have this issue is important, and my issue is important, and my issue is important, and my issue is important. And then you look at the thing and you go, but wait a second, isn't the church important? And I think that once we all unite under that, it doesn't mean you don't do what you do. But if we all need to graduate to one spot, let's all go to one spot. Okay, I know that with Melody, one of the things that her and her husband, Chad, are passionate about is education. And I want you to expound on that and what you see as far as what's going on in education and also what you believe we could do about it.
Well, so my husband and I, we've been educators for combined for the last 28 years. And we have 28 years of experience together. And we just saw that, or I see that, because I taught fifth grade for 11 years and I moved up to eighth grade. And the love of learning is gone. They're so apathetic by eighth grade that it's heartbreaking to me. And it's not the fault of the teachers. Because, you know, there are a lot of passionate and caring teachers out there. I really honestly believe it's the curriculum. It's not engaging enough. It doesn't fuel curiosity and wonder. And so I stumbled upon, in my research, Charlotte Mason, and she was an educator in England at the turn of the century, and she believed, and a big part of her, a strength in her curriculum is teaching the humanities, which is lost in our universities today. So teaching worthy works from worthy thought, the best works of literature, the best historians, you know, and a lot of that is Western culture. It goes back to our ancient roots in Greece, and so it's giving kids, you know, classical music. So they do composer studies, they do artist, you know, like paintings. So kids will know, children will know, oh, that's Van Gogh, or oh, I know that piece of music, that's Mozart, you know, like. And it's like during that time, I don't know how it's different nowadays, but it seems like humans made better contributions to society and to the world than we do nowadays. And why not just put children in that garden of imagination and creativity and let that foster there and inspire them? So that's our dream, is to run. We were going to be a public charter, but we want to run a private school. But within California, we have a lot of, it's unfortunate, and it's honestly brought me to tears that, you know, parents don't have a freedom they don't have medical freedom with their children. And a lot of those parents want to send their kids to school, but they're being forced to homeschool. Because, and not that homeschooling is a bad thing. It's, I mean, a lot of parents this fall are going to be homeschooling. They're going to be homeschooling kids because they don't want children to return to school, being masked and, you know, treated like viruses. It's not a bad thing, but it's like, I would love to like teach a 5-day school day, just, you know, immersing children in a Charlotte Mason education. And having a farm aspect, you know, that's a other part of our school is teaching ag. We want to teach kids how to grow food, how to process and produce and market food, you know, give them skills that they can be, so they can be self-reliant and understand the relationship between man, land, and animals. So it's, you know, we feel like it's a well-rounded education. Education today, the 21st century skills are all centered around technology. And we believe that technology is a blessing and kids are naturally good at it, but we need to teach those lost skills that our grandparents somehow didn't get passed down to us. So learning how to sew and woodwork, learning, you know, just these handicrafts of things that are beautiful, you know, and teaching kids about beauty and wisdom and virtue. And that's the biggest thing Charlotte Mason asks, you know, what are you educating? We're not just educating a product to perform a certain way. We're educating a human being, and human beings are persons, and those persons are, you know, they're spiritual. They're a spiritual being. So I can't imagine teaching education now without a spiritual aspect, and that's why we want to be a faith-based school, because kids are starved for it. They're starved spiritually.
You know, I think that's well said.
Amen.
You know, and the thing is that you hit on a couple of things. Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream." And I think a lot of young people, especially in the teenage years, there is no dream. There's no, you know, what about our future? There's a party Friday night. There doesn't seem to be that dream that those things you're talking about can instill, and the humanities can instill in people. The other thing I think that you brought up that was really important is the fact that a lot of the skills that people don't have, a lot of baby boomers don't have that skill. I know I had to kind of learn some things because in growing up, I grew up in Menlo Park, California, and I grew up, it was fairly urban. It was still country, but fairly urban. And in the urban areas, a lot of people that were in World War II, a lot of people that went through the Depression, just wanted to just maybe bathe their kids in blessings of that you have food to eat, you have this, you have that, we have a television set, we have a radio, we have, you know. And then as we came through with our kids, a lot of things that happened is we'd say, okay, here, you get a cell phone, you get, you know, here's your music, you get a TV in your room, all these, you have your own room, you know, all these different things that fall into that. And someone like you who's a young woman who can look at this and say, you know what? This is what we need to do. We need to get back to really the roots of our country, really the roots of our education, the roots of bringing dreams out in kids, and also get down to the roots of their faith.
Well, it's coming full circle out of necessity. It truly is. I mean, I agree with what you're saying, Melody, everything, because how do we share with our progeny any of that if we don't know it? And they need to know it, and they need to understand it, and they need to know the importance of it, because look at what we're all experiencing right now. What you're talking about is critical. It's absolutely
most
critical.
Most definitely, especially critical. In the next 5 to 10 years, I think that things are changing, and we need to get back to, you know, like they had, what were those farms back in, was it World War II, Liberty Farms or something?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are, that trend has started, I mean, it's already been going for a while, and now more so. And it's more of just people just getting out there. You know, not everyone knows how to build a fence or to build something, but just do it. And if you fail, you learn from your mistakes. You know, it's like we just need to start doing and getting out there and just trying, you know, not being afraid to fail.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, the thing is that with your husband and yourself, you're quite unique. And anybody that's listening to this, you can go to KCNR. Karen, Charles, Nancy, Robert, as most of you should know, and if you don't know and you're just listening and you haven't listened before, you can go to that on your computer, you can go to programming, you can go to archive and podcast, and you can listen to this program after, but the most important thing is to share it. We archive up to, 6 years, Wim?
Yeah.
And so you can get this program. If you know people in the Bay Area, if you know parents, if you know young parents, if you know someone somewhere else, share this thing. We have to share these. Yeah, we're on FM, and yeah, we're on AM, but that's very limited. You know, and that's not a bad thing. It's just limited compared to how we can get the word out. And that's the one thing we have to start doing is sharing things. So if you get something on Facebook, share the darn thing. You know, get into Parler, Twitter, whatever the case may be. But we need to be sharing this information. When we have people that are, in my opinion, treasures like Melody and Chad, their voice and their message has to be heard. So if you're listening to this, share it. And if you're listening to it, listen to it again. Because we need to stand up as parents and grandparents. We need to stand up for liberty. We've lost our liberty. We need to regain it. And we have people like this that are willing to go out on a limb, like Melody and Chad, and a gazillion people, lots of people that are going out on a limb for fight for liberty. We have to join them. We've got to share it, and we've got to make sure that we're all on the same page. So
we're going off to our next break.
We are. So time has come, my good friend.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That's Sally's subliminal message. Who does the music? Some of the songs that we hear, I get home and go,
"What the heck?
Honey, what were you trying to tell me?"
Oh, nothing, Buzz. Off we go.
Yeah. Oh, nothing. Let's go swimming.
Mark, sir, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can.
How are you? Great video, by the way. Great video you just did. We've been getting that out. Marvelous video. Yep. Right on the money, sir. So what's
well,
to you?
I'm in someplace really loud, so I tried to find a quiet spot. I just, if you guys can hear me, okay, I'll go ahead.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll just hang up and listen.
No, go for it.
Go for it, please. Please.
Well, I would like to compliment your guest, and I applaud the idea that we need to change the way that we educate our children. Mm-hmm. I think these things are done by design. California is broken. The control of the education system is almost complete by the California Teachers Association and some of the state employees unions. And the problem is that if you educate children to be self-respectful, disciplined, self-reliant, independent, and curious thinkers, then they are not compliant voters. And so I think the goal is to turn out children who blindly follow the public logic or the political logic of the day, and to have self-disciplined and self-respectful and thoughtful and curious people is not part of the agenda. California is absolutely broken. It can't be fixed. We have no representation to change these things. And unless we break this state in half, you can look for more of the same and more and more and more until finally we just won't have any voice at all and our children won't have any hope or any future. And if you doubt that, just look at how many people are leaving. They're fleeing here in droves. Businesses are leaving in droves. We need to do something dramatic, and we need to do it right now. We just don't have time to wait.
Well, you know, that's very true, and a lot of people are thinking about long-term. I mean, you've got to think long-term. And, you know, if I'm 20, 30, 40, 50, I won't go any higher. I'm thinking about the long-term. But right now, let me just finish. Okay, so I'm thinking about the long term. But as you say, and rightly so, the reality is we don't have time. That's the reality. The reality is we can't keep doing things in the same conventional way we did them before. And one thing I wanted to comment on what you said, which is so true, and that is that there's no way that we cannot break California into maybe one, two, three states because of the fact that the apportionment for representation is ridiculous. So what say you, sir?
Well, in addition to that, the political thrust now by the supermajority party is to absolutely destroy the fabric of our culture, our history, and our shared values. If you don't have a love of history, if you don't have shared values, if you don't have a common culture, you cannot possibly have a cohesive population. You cannot possibly have a successful state. And the goal is to destroy those things. And once you've destroyed that, then you convince people that there needs to be a new system of government because the old one was racist and homophobic and whatever phobic you want to throw in there. There are about 10,000 of them. And that new system is Marxist socialism. And I guarantee you, I have been all over the world. I've seen this fail in more countries than I can even remember that I've been. It won't work. It didn't work before. But these guys are saying to us right now, through the education of our children, by the way, oh, it'll work. We're just going to do it better than Stalin did, and we'll do it better than Mao did. They just did it wrong. That's why it didn't work. I have to say that model is a failure, and millions will suffer and die. We must save these children. We must save our culture. We've got to save the Constitution from these people. And literally, that's going to take bold action, and we don't have all day. And I will go ahead and hang up because I want to listen to your guest some more. I want to hear myself talk.
Well, actually, we kind of want to hear you talk. So there's a question I have for you, and I'd love to hear your explanation on it because I want people who are listening to this to have this shared with them as you've shared it with us on video. And again, folks, if you go to SOJ.org. SOJ51.org, making sure I had all that right because of the changes we're making in the website. Mark did a video. It's a marvelous, marvelous video. And, Mark, we just want to get your comments. We've got about 3-4 minutes here. Can you give us your comments and what your thought process is on BLM? It was very interesting. Just give us what you think, brother. Go ahead.
Well, BLM is an organization that perhaps had some goals that were worthwhile, but they've been really taken over by the Marxist socialists. I mean, the head of the official BLM movement is a self-avowed Marxist and Marxist-Leninist. The Soros Foundation is funding them. The Ford Foundation is funding them. All of these guys have a socialist bent. They're intent on the destruction of the United States that we know and love. They're intent on destroying the founding fathers. And once you've destroyed their reputation, then it's easy to attack the documents that they authored. And once those documents have been placed in the public memory as racist and so on, then the system of government that those documents created can be easily disposed of and replaced with, guess what, socialism. Socialism and Marxist-Leninism. And I have to say, I will fight. My father did, my grandfather did, and his father did, all the way back to the Revolutionary War and before that. And I will fight to preserve this way of life and to preserve the right that my children have to be educated properly in the foundational documents of this nation and in the Holy Bible, and in the things that we hold most dear and have held most dear for over two centuries. And those things are in danger, folks. I'll tell you, I can't stress this enough. I've seen this happen before. I have seen it in other countries. I've seen it fail in other countries. I was there. Don't buy into this. Let's stop this now while we still can. And I have to say, we're pretty late to the table.
Well, you know, that's all very true. And I think that one thing we have to understand is that, and this is something that wasn't brought out in the meeting yesterday, but I think it's important, and Mark can attest to this, being in the military, that as Mark was in the military for, well, he's, how many wars have you been in, brother? How many?
I don't know. Six.
Six. Point is that what you do is you learn the guy's job above you, and you teach the guy's job below you your job. Because what you have now is duplication. So there's no head for the enemy to cut off. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows their job. And I'll give you a good example of that, because Melody is no longer a guest. She's part of the team. Melody is part of this radio program. Melody is one of our hosts. And we have David, we have Matt, we have Sean, we have Shaylin, we have Alyssa, we have Mark Kent, we have Linda Kent, we have Wynn, myself. That's quite a team, and we're going to build it to more. And the idea is to duplicate and to get us all working together toward these common goals. And you, my good friend, Mark, who's, you know, you're the spokesman of this movement. And, you know, we try to get you on every time we can. You're busy taking care of us and keeping us safe, and we all appreciate that. We miss you. We need you to come back home when you can, of course. But we do miss you, and, you know, when we get videos like that, we're so appreciative. I know the hard work you do, and that Cindy's holding the fort back there and everything, so God bless you both.
Well, thank you for that, but I want to say a thank you to the teachers of this nation who see that something's wrong, and they have the power to do something about this, even in covert ways, even even using subterfuge. These lessons can be taught, and I have to say, if we turn our back on God and we turn our back on the founding fathers and we turn our back on the fact that rights predate government and that those rights are God-given, and the only thing the Bill of Rights guarantees us is freedom from government interference. If we turn our back on the veterans at Whiskey Hollow and Valley Forge and the Battle of the Cowpens and Breed's Hill and Bunker Hill, if we turn our back on those men, then we have created a situation where the takeover is going to be easy. All we have to do is forget our own history, and the takeover is going to be easy. And we're in very grave danger right now. And like I said before, I've seen this again and again, and it's doomed to bloodshed and failure if we allow it.
Well, you're so right about all that, and you know, it's marvelous to see. It's just like with on the team that we're building with the radio. I mean, the ages go from, you know, an old guy like Wynn to a youngster like David Johnson, who's 28. But all seriousness, it's a marvelous thing when we all understand that we do have our different ministries, but we're all under one church. Mark, we have got about 2.5 minutes to the break, and any thoughts for the last 2 minutes until the break?
Yeah, I have one thought. Jesus is Lord. This is the United States of America, founded by Christian men and women with Christian principles. And if we turn our back on those principles and we turn our back on our Lord and Savior, then we deserve every single thing that happens to us. And the time has come for 51. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank Amen. You, brother. God Thank bless you, man. I mean, that's an amazing person right there. And Mel, I want to, he mentioned something about, and maybe you can give this a little thought, because we're pretty close to a break, but I'd like you to expand on this. He said, well, maybe there's some covert things we can do in the educational system. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Sneak a prayer in here and there, something like that, you know. She's smiling. But anyway, there's some interesting things. And also I want to talk a little bit about the simple fact to do things that are a template that's duplicatable. And things that are duplicatable as far as, you know, the different things we need to do. And I think it's so important to understand that we need to broaden our team. And we have to allow leadership to flow. You got to give Seabiscuit his reins, you know. He's not going to win the race unless you give him his reins. And, you know, I always tell folks that, you know, hey, we all make mistakes. I mean, my middle name's a mistake. So, it's something to where we have to understand, you know, you've got to get out there and get in the fight. And, certainly, Melody, we love you being part of our team. We love you being part of Liberty. And, you know, we're going to get this done because time has come, my good friend.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This one. She's got the moves.
Chris Isaac.
Pretty good moves there, girl.
It's all that coffee.
It's all that coffee.
It is.
Probably what was in the coffee. She's smiling. Yes, well, we are back. I'm here with Wynn Carpenter.
Hello.
Melody Fowler.
Hello.
Susie Q.
Hello.
And we're here. And we were talking at the break, and Melody just brought up a marvelous point. So could you expound on family, my dear?
Well, another objective of the cultural Marxist is to destroy the nuclear family. So we've already seen that with, you know, I mean, I don't know what year it was from gay approving gay marriage. But, like, shortly after that, like, 8 years, we have, you know, giving children hormones to change their gender. So it moved pretty quickly. And so family's huge, and that's and religion. You know, the recent event at the Sundial got a lot of criticism and hate. And I honestly, when I heard the headline that the governor had told churches they can't sing, I really thought it was satire. I did not think that was real. And so religion's another thing. You know, Christians are being attacked, families being attacked, our history is being attacked. So the BLM movement is not... anyone that doesn't see that it's not about police brutality, it's something much more sinister. And I encourage people to research the Frankfurt School and where it all started. And it's communism. And I was listening to the Mises Institute this morning, and you know, they're saying about, you know, oh, this time socialism will work, democratic socialism, because I guess, you know, Biden is using pretty much all of Bernie Sanders, he's probably writing his speeches because it's pretty much the same thing. And so they were saying that the definition of socialism is governmental control of the means of production. And I was thinking, isn't that what we already have with COVID-19? You know, farmers are being, you know, told they can't, you know, halt supply, and restaurants and businesses they can't provide services, they can't produce products. And so, you know, unless you're one of these big corporate entities like Amazon and Costco and so forth. And so, you know, I remember people, you know, they have the cultural Marxists have a huge distaste for capitalism, but we don't even truly have capitalism. We have crony capitalism or corporatism, where, you know, if you're in bed with the government, you're a big corporation, you're doing each other favors, that's what we have. And that's not what capitalism is. And I understand where people have a distaste for it. But that's not – free markets is totally different, you know, and they're outright trying to destroy small business. Every time I drive by restaurants and people are out there, they're just trying to do what they can to survive with, you know, seating outside. And it's just heartbreaking to me that this is what we've come to. And, you know, we're already there, folks. Like, and I don't want to put fear into you, because that's – fear is not of God, but – we need action. Like, we need to rise up now. I mean, it's already at our, it's already here. It's already made itself comfortable. Socialism has.
Yeah,
in America.
And you're absolutely right. And restaurants are an interesting thing. I know that Bruce Dean and Ed Roman were on the Free Fire Radio program. I want to say it was Thursday or Friday. Anyway, they were on. And, you know, part of the comment was by Bruce Dean, who's the owner of Blackbird Diners. Anyway, part of the comment was, you know, we need to wear the mask, we need to play by the rules, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and I understand that. And, of course, some restaurants can meet outside. They can do that. They can set up things. But what if you don't have a place outside? We went to the Hilo restaurant in Weed, California. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I, we had breakfast there. And they were open, and the young man was wearing a mask. Our utensils came in a bag. Salt and pepper was brought to us. You know, it was, they cleaned the table. He was wearing gloves. I mean, there's not much more he could do. There was social distance in between. They followed the rules, and they still get penalized. See, the point is that if you're that naive to think that following the rules by Gruesome Newsom is gonna make things okay, then you're dumb. You know, I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, you know, or, you know, you're thinking, okay, well, we're going to follow I get it. But isn't that a choice? Isn't that a choice to wear a mask? Isn't that a choice for those things? Isn't it a choice for parents if they want their kids to be vaccinated? Isn't that a choice?
It's all formed on ignorance, because you can be a very smart, bright person, but you can be absolutely ignorant about facts. And that's the problem. People aren't educating themselves. Truly educating themselves. They're just listening to the media.
Or it could be about money.
And yeah, it could be about money as well. But if they're not truly educating themselves and researching, you read as much as you can, you listen to as much as you can, you get educated and informed on the facts, because the facts are out there. And you don't have to do a whole lot of digging to find them. And for people just to ignorantly follow their local channel or whatever channel or whatever radio station they're listening to, you know, to swallow that pill, you know, listen to other things, read other things, find out what's really going on, and question everything.
Yes.
And that's the problem. People don't question anything. It's like, oh, they say I have to do it, so I do. I put on a paper mask, which doesn't do anything. But then they think it does, so then they put on gloves. Okay, so they're driving around town in a car by themselves with gloves on and a mask on. For the love of God, you need the fresh air.
Right.
You cannot be doing that. In this, you know, in this climate, you can't do that. And people do it every single day. And then it perpetuates into their home. Are they doing it at home? Are they doing it at the store? Or at their parents' house? What? Who knows?
There are people probably sleeping with masks on.
And that's sad because...
And that's terrifying to me.
And me too, because then guess what? They're hurting themselves
right.
physically.
Mm-hmm.
Their lungs are going to pay for it.
Right.
And their brains are currently paying for it. Because they're slowing down the oxygen intake and everything else. I mean, it's a cluster. It's a huge mess. And for people to swallow that pill is absolutely scary.
Well, it's the government's declared psychological warfare on us as well, because all of this is because it doesn't make sense. You know, if you try to make, you know, use logic, nothing adds up. You know,
right.
you're in, and we're getting jerked around back and forth. And so it's like the stress, the fear, you know, just the cortisol in the brain. It's a chemical warfare,
mm-hmm.
but it's in our minds. So it's like a comedian I listen to, Owen Benjamin. I'll give him props for that because that's what he said, and it's totally true. And we're all, and that's what we have to fight against, is not to despair. We have to, like, be proactive. We have to create. We need to grow. And we need to come together and not let this pull us down into depression,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, no one's talking about depression.
Right.
And there are little statistics. They're not talking about suicides, you know, and just the long-term effect this has on our children.
Oh, my gosh, that's huge.
Can you imagine being a kid right now? Like, we grew up in a time where we didn't have all of this nonsense, and these poor kids.
I know. Yeah.
It honestly breaks my heart. It really does. Yeah.
We have a caller. Bob, you got to make it quick. We got about 2 minutes, buddy. Can you make it quick?
Yeah. All right. I've been on sports, and my...
Bob, you're breaking up. We're only getting every other word.
If that.
And we've only got like 3 minutes.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
We lost you. Bob, we're sorry we lost
you. Sorry,
call,
Bob.
Buddy.
Yeah. You can call back. In Sovereign Minds, they won't mind.
Yeah, call back there.
Yeah.
Sorry,
we,
buddy.
We kind of all work together. We cross-pollinate. We do. I like that word, cross-pollinate.
Because that's what we do.
That's right. We do.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, it's horrible that we're doing that. We're allowing this to happen to our children.
Right.
We're allowing it by not standing up and saying, not on my watch. And I'm not going to let this happen.
Yeah.
I mean, my youngest is 19, and... I can't imagine what, you know, we've talked about it a lot at our house. And then my oldest, you know, just got married, is working in a public forum, and I just, you know, I'm fearful for both of them. I really am. And they're a teenager, well, 20s and a teenager, but I can't imagine them being 6 and 7 years old or 5 and 4 and 3, you know, just young.
Right.
The fear that I would have for their future, and I still have the fear for their future, but... Even just as babes, you know, the fear that I would have.
Well, imagine their confusion.
Right.
And then as a parent and an adult, we're confused too because, again, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
None of it makes sense.
And
so,
they're looking to us for answers,
right.
And we don't have the answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, and trying to explain it to them. It's like, how do you explain to your child that, well, this is just how we live now. You know, you can't play with your friends. You can't hug people.
Right.
Like, what?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is. It's honestly insane.
It is.
And I can't function in that kind of environment,
I know. That's why we have to rise up.
Right.
That's why we have to get everybody that thinks the same way.
On the same team. Under the same umbrella.
Back.
Yes.
Yep.
You know,
yes.
And we need that because we need the numbers. And we'll be working on that. But the thing is we have to understand that, especially for the parents, it's a choice. And it has to be a choice of a parent. It's their God-given responsibility to take care of their kids and choose what's correct for them, what's right for them. And we've got about a minute and a half. And, Melody, it's all yours.
Oh, Terry, you know I'm not good at this part.
Pressure.
Gosh, I just want to encourage people right now. And I think, and I listened to the people singing Under the Sundial, and they sang a song that just, it really was like, wow, just all those voices singing to God, you know, like praising him and not subjecting themselves to fear, you know, or succumbing to fear. And, you know, we need that. We need to worship. We need each other. And it's important that we stay on the positive side of things. It may be more about, you know, being more self-reliant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to comply with the state, because it's not going away, and wearing masks will not make it go away. They will never relinquish the power they've taken, okay? And I currently think we are in a state of socialism, for sure.
We need to take back that power. And
that's
the only
right.
way we're going to take it back is teamwork.
That's right.
And yeah. that's what we're creating here, because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Thank you, Melody.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Regional Medical Center, your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The news.